Lord Jesus, please help us to keep our earthly trials in perspective, knowing that soon we'll be in eternity with you, and even be coming back to the earth during the millennium to help rebuild and rule over the earth. Amen. Well, the Lord certainly knows how to change the subject and bring some hope and joy into our hearts. Ezekiel had a prophetic dream. Afterwards, he went to the Bible Promises and, after praying a short prayer, asked the Lord if the dream was from him. He opened to the Holy Spirit in the Bible Promises. So what a joy this is to share with you. Even though it is a bit short, it is so encouraging. Ezekiel began, "As I awoke yesterday, I felt extremely tired. It was mid-morning and I was struggling to wake up. Within minutes, I fell back into a deep sleep. I found myself in a newer-looking office building. My wife, Claire, was beside me, and we noticed that everything was in disarray, almost as if a hurricane had just passed. Parts and pieces of windows and walls were scattered on and across the floor throughout. We noticed that somehow the air was different. Although the building had been damaged substantially because of the missing windows and partial sections of the front doors and walls were collapsed on the ground, you could see everything outside. Beautiful green grasses, trees, and plant life were beginning to straighten themselves somewhat spontaneously. The air was so fresh and pure. The skies were absolutely pristine blue. Even the sunlight seemed so fresh, clean, almost what one would imagine to be some sort of new Eden coming up and forming all around us. We began to pick up the pieces of debris and noticed at the same time we were cleaning up and making a path to walk through in the building that some of the walls and windows were beginning to repair themselves. We went back outside to have a look around, and our children joined us. They ranged in age from 5 and 6 up to young teenagers. Currently, in real time, they are all grown and have children of their own. They were all dressed in very cheerful colored shirts and shorts, running around barefoot. We very naturally began to lift up into the air. Not too high, maybe just above the treetops. Everything was so effortless. As we surveyed the surrounding area, we could see all around the trees and streets and sidewalks were spontaneously coming back together on their own. It looked very much like one of the newer suburbs in Florida. Very spacious. And even around the shops and other buildings, there were large spaces with grass, flowers, and trees. Everything just looked so clean. I mean, pristine clean, with the air and the atmosphere the same. I remember looking down ahead of us and saying, "There should be some kind of a small lake there." I remember at this point he's still up in the air flying. He continued, "Partially because I was thinking of the kids and how much fun something like that would be for them." The thought had no sooner formed in my mind when the Lord caused it to open up right in front of us. As we came down to ground level, we were standing on the whitest, most beautiful sandy shoreline of a small lake, surrounded by beautiful green grass, palm trees, and all sorts of tropical foliage. There were also many different species of birds, butterflies, and little ground squirrels. It was as if new life was coming up everywhere. As everything was spontaneously regenerating, the Holy Spirit would bring a creative thought into our minds, and as soon as the thought formed, it was created right in front of us. We soon realized that our Daddy, God, and Jesus, the Holy Spirit, were right there with us, absolutely delighted with their work of regeneration. So much so that they were inviting us, as their children, to join in with them in this blissful endeavor. We were all literally playing, using our imagination and creativity to remodel and re-landscape the earth. Wow, that's a dream come true for me, if you know me very well. Wow. Although we fully understood that only He, the Lord Himself, is the creator of all, in our new childlike innocence, He allowed us, invited us with great happiness to join in with Him. It gave Him great joy to see His children reveling in this playful and wonderful work. Even our bodies, as young as they were, have the most beautiful copper-tone colored skin, and we felt so light and young and absolutely liberated, completely free of anything that would have previously limited us. Wow, there goes the bad knee. That's the end of that one. What a wonderful, wonderful God and Father we have, Ezekiel continued, who delights in seeing His children playing before Him with such abandonment and joy. So now especially, when things are becoming more difficult, what a wonderful, beautiful foretaste of His millennial reign, when the earth itself will be restored and taken back to its original purity, just like in the beginning. Oh, how encouraging and exhilarating, strengthening our faith in surety of what's to come for all of us. Amen and Alleluia. And that was the end of his dream. Isn't that beautiful? Wow, I really needed a change in subjects. This is perfect, just perfect. The Lord bless you all, heart dwellers.